Hello, my friend. Greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Medasani from our daily blessing. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. Through the Psalms, we come to know King David and how he faced many physical and spiritual battles throughout his life with his undeniable trust in one true God. We can see how God becomes a strong fortress regardless of what attacks us. In the ancient world, the fortress was often walled off from the rest of the city, supplied with food, water, and ammunition. People could be protected and the city could be defended. David's words give us a marvelous portrait of God. There is none like him. No one can be compared to the Lord. The promises of men may go unfulfilled, but the word of the Lord is true and trustworthy. What does all this mean to you and me? If the problems of life threaten to sink us under the load, or when we are oppressed by the darkness, remember, brothers and sisters, that God is our refuge, a strong tower and a mighty fortress to all those who put their faith in His unfailing love. God saves us from him who seeks the ruin of our soul. But often we run from pillar to post when calamity strikes or troubles come our way. We all have our own fortresses that we run to when we face overwhelming circumstances. These fortresses may be people or places. They are like sinking sand and are unreliable. God of the Bible is our true fortress, and through right relationship with Jesus Christ, we can stand strong in any situation and all circumstances. Today, build your confidence on the solid rock of Jesus Christ and by His Word. The Bible says in Psalm 91 verses 1 and 2, "Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust." Remember, my friends, not everything that can be counted can be counted on, and not everything that count be truly counted on. Shall we pray? God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, eternal and glorious Lord, an ever-present help in times of trouble, Father in heaven, we confess our weakness. Claim your good promises upon our lives so that we can proclaim your grace and mercy to others. Help us, Lord, to be people of power and passion, to live and love like Jesus, in whose blessed name we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.